walk in the fear of the Lord. And you'll walk in the blessing of God and in His salvation. But today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Repent. Change your mind. Conform to God's mind, word, will, and ways. For His ways are not your ways. Neither are His mind your mind. It's time to come into alignment with the Creator today. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Get a copy of The Secret of the Lord, $20, Save America Ministries, and also King of the Mountain, friends, the eternal epic end time battle. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing. The creek don't rise. Be in prayer for our country, for God's people everywhere. The Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are things going?
Oh, they're going just great, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you just bring us up to date from your point of view, what's going on? Certainly, we're living in a totally manipulated world. There's a small group of people pulling the strings behind the scenes. They're manipulating our stock markets. They're manipulating our currency. They're manipulating the price of gold and silver. And basically, that stock market just keeps going up and up and up. But I think a lot of the smart people, people who run the big hedge funds, are getting out of those stocks and getting their money into cash, because they think it's going to come down, going to come cascading down, and they want to be there to pick up the pieces when it falls. What's your take on what's really going on in the stock market and the precious metals, other things?
Well, I agree. I mean, the whole system is run by a few, and what they do is, in order to keep everybody happy, everybody has to get paid off. So, you know, people get very wealthy riding the market up, and along with the illusion that they've created, and they'll make a lot of money when the market crashes once again. And the only people that are really hurt by it are those who really don't understand, which is most of the U.S. American citizens. They blindly go along thinking their money is safe, that the government will protect them, and it really is just not the truth. They will lose. And something that we always forget, too, is, you know, we talk about how they're going to lose their pension plans, how they're going to, you know, possibly rewrite the system, and they'll be offered something like an annuity where they get a monthly payment, because heaven forbid, you know, retirement people, they can't control their own funds. They need help doing it. I do believe something will be offered to them. But every day, as long as we have a fiat currency, people are losing the purchasing power of their dollar. Our dollar continues to become weaker. And yes, we have these short-term days and weeks and maybe even months where we have a little bit of a stronger U.S. dollar that trades in the basket of currency. But overall, over a period of time, it will continue to erode and people will continue to lose their purchasing power. They might still have that $100,000 sitting in some CD at the bank, but the purchasing power of that money, they will lose. And I think people forget that. They don't relate to that. They're comfortable with their statements that they receive, feeling that it is safe. And I don't think any place is safe to have your funds. I believe the situation with the debt of this country is too great to ever be repaid. They will continue to do what they need to do to float it, so to speak, as we see today, but the day of reckoning will come. You know, sometimes we sound like a broken record or a stuck record that we say the same thing time and time again, but it is the truth. And when the markets are rigged and when it's controlled, any type of reaction that you would normally have just doesn't occur. They've been able to keep everything at bay. They've been able to keep the stock market rising. So it confuses a lot of people.
I think that's absolutely right. A lot of new IPOs, independent public offerings, are coming online. A lot of people have got to get into that. People are just investing in Twitter, buying the Twitter stock. Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter's never made a profit. And yet, of course, it's valued, I don't know, at $20 or $30 billion. And the same thing is true with Google. It's never made a profit. And yet, of course, it's valued at $10, $20 billion. The whole thing is simply a house of cards, waiting to come down, and you don't want to be in that house of cards. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Suddenly, the smart people, the smart hedge funds, are sitting on the sidelines increasingly.
While the storm clouds,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody's and me is talking about financial planners. And basically, of course, they've been able to certainly do fairly well. But they always, of course, talk down gold and silver. I know this is what happened to my son. And the fellow said, why would you want to buy gold and silver? You're not going to get any interest on that. Well, of course, what he really means is I'm not going to get any commission when we keep turning over your account over and over again from one stock to another stock, and I'm more interested in my commission than giving you something stable. Now, certainly gold has gone from $35 an ounce to Well, it's right now it's about $1,200 an ounce, $1,280 an ounce. That's a pretty good run-up from $35 an ounce. At $1,280 an ounce, you're going to have a hard time showing me a financial planner that's done that well. But they're going to tell you about how the price of gold has been dropping recently, and it has. But it's all being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. It hit almost $2,000, and now it's down to about $1,280 right now. But this is all, in my estimation, the price of gold, the price of silver, totally manipulated. They want to keep this house of cards together just a little bit longer. But they're having to create $1 trillion a year out of nothing. That's what the Federal Reserve is doing, creating $1 trillion a year, trying to keep our economy going. If they stop, certainly, of putting all that money into the economy, it would collapse. If they increase taxes so that we could have an equal amount of money coming in to the amount of money that they're putting out, and taking that money, taking it out of the economy, if you increase taxes, the money is not available to be spent, you collapse the economy. They're in a lose-lose situation. They keep talking about cutting back, certainly, on the quantitative easing, but they can't do it. They know that. But every month or so, they say, oh, we're going to start cutting back. Oh, shucks, we're not going to be able to cut back. And they're not going to be able to because there's no way out of this. They're waiting for a major crisis. I think they know one is coming. And with that, they're going to just collapse the whole thing and then say, that wasn't our fault. That was those Iranians, or that was the Israelis, or that was certainly the Syrians, or they'll have somebody to blame. But they're never going to tell you that the whole system is fraudulent because it's built upon quicksand, because there's no way that you could have a stable currency without something behind it to keep politicians from increasing the amount of money there to buy the votes of the people. And everybody's really very happy. Certainly the people in Detroit for years were very, very happy. They had wonderful pensions. The only trouble is they couldn't afford the pensions, and now the reality comes out, and so many people who've worked already retire or already retired working for the city of Detroit, there's no money there to pay the pensions. And this is true all across America. Most of the state pension funds are certainly insolvent. They just don't want to tell the people. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom and certainly Melody. They certainly lowered the price of gold very regularly, but this is all being manipulated, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. You know, we talk about the fundamentals for gold and silver, and you can list fundamentals, you can talk about the fundamentals for gold and silver. But when you get to the stock market and you look at those numbers, what are the fundamentals that gives the Dow to be at this almost 16,000, and the S&P with discussions of that going to like 1,900 by the end of 2014. So there are truly no strong fundamentals. I would love to find some. I would love to have the economy turn around. I would much rather have a strong currency and a currency backed by gold and silver and a government that was functional. But it's not going to be that way, because I do believe that if this is a planned agenda, they're bringing our living standards down to a level to match many of the world and put everybody on an equal balance. And so, no, there are no fundamentals to support anything that comes out of Washington from any of the reports that they give. So it's just not the truth that they produce on any of the numbers, on the employment. And we can go down the complete list of where they just fabricate the report. So, and nobody really questions. Everybody just accepts and adapt accordingly. But they will never tell people. And, you know, someone said to me one time, it's like, you know, you have these contracts and these pension plans. You have a contract. They're legally liable to pay the people. And it's like, no, if they don't have the money, they can't pay it, even though there was a contract. And it's kind of like, welcome to the real world. If there's no money there to be paid, they're not going to pay it. It's that simple. And there is a lot of money sitting there, and I do believe they're going to use that money. I do believe they're going to legislate that money. They won't allow people to walk away with it. There were some people that were very fortunate. They were able to quit at the right time. We didn't have the problems we had, and they had wonderful retirement. But I don't think we're in that world today. And I think you're going to see big changes in the very near future.
And I think you're absolutely correct. Basically, if you go back and you read the Constitution, it basically said, of course, that the money was to be created by the states, and it was all to be backed by gold and silver. Why? Because they knew what had happened down through the ages. They knew what had happened in ancient Greece. They knew what had happened in ancient Rome. They knew what had happened in ancient France, certainly in the early 1700s, the late 1700s. They knew what had happened, certainly, to Germany and to all countries, certainly throughout the ages, that had gone suddenly onto a fiat money system that always collapsed. That's why they wanted something behind our gold. And basically, of course, they violated the Constitution. They created a fiat money system based upon absolutely nothing. And basically now that's how the federal government can just keep creating money, and they're creating $1 trillion a year. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's only about $60 trillion in the whole world, and the Federal Reserve is creating another $1 trillion every year, trying to keep our system going until, and I'm not sure until what, is it going to be certainly a financial collapse? Is it going to be a nuclear war? Is it going to be some sort of a major epidemic? I'm not sure what it is. I think there are many, many things that could happen, or maybe a number of things will happen. But I think that the people who are really running things, there is a small group that runs them. And if you haven't read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to know who it is who's running the world today, you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And literally all of our major banks tie into that. We have six major banks in the United States that control probably close to 60% of all the financial assets of our nations. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And they control close to 60% of all of the assets in this country, all of the financial assets in this country. They work in concert with similar banks throughout the world, but America really leads this whole house of cards. And it's a foundation. All the other banks are dependent upon us. The Federal Reserve actually operates totally in secret. They're creating all sorts of new money, giving it to the European Central Bank. They're giving it to the banks over in Europe to keep them from collapsing. And they want to keep this thing going just a little bit longer. How much longer? I don't know. But I do know that most of our states are insolvent. They have massive debts, which will never be paid back. And a lot of that debt is based upon the pensions that they promised to pay. They're retired employees or retiring employees, and there's no way they can come up with that money. And the same thing with many of our corporations. Most of our major corporations are in that situation. GM certainly is a perfect example of that. So it's just a matter not of if, but when. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Melody, certainly you're talking with people across America all the time. What do you hear from them? Certainly, are they optimistic? Or most of them recognize what's really going on and getting into a defensive position so they'll be able to at least preserve some of their wealth when the house of cards come tumbling down?
They really should. And I mean, I believe if people need to be in the paper markets, at least get that paper insured. And I think gold and silver has been portrayed in many different ways. There, you know, with the internet, there's so many different angles for gold and silver. You know, you buy it for it going to, you know, 50,000 for gold and you know, 800 for silver. And there's been so many distortions. And again, I go back to the simple basics of gold and silver and what they do for your portfolio. Gold was, it was always the insurance policy, the one that protects your wealth. Wealth has to be measured against something, and it has always been gold. And I believe if you have to be in the paper markets, at least get it insured with gold. Get your portfolio balanced. You know, I mean, I have people that have, you know, 30% of their portfolio in gold, 50%. I have some that have 100% of their wealth in gold. again, it's what's suitable for folks. And I think that's so important. You have to look at what you have, where your investments are at. I mean, we're not financial planners, but we do talk with our clients and we do listen to the clients. And, you know, they have questions and we'll help answer them and we'll give them food for thought so where they can make an informed decision. So you have to be in the paper market. If you have your 401 that you don't have access to, and, you know, at least get it insured with gold and silver.
How can people get in touch with the Melody?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And Melody does help to support Radio Liberty. She's been doing it for a long time. Basically, she's been with us, I think, 9 years or so. We've never had any complaints or serious complaints about her. She's always been very honest. I've had to get rid of a number of people, actually, who did advertise with us because they were taking advantage. But certainly, I feel very comfortable with Melody. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Dave calling in from Central New York. We'll get to him, but if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. We have Dave calling in asking, what would happen to the value of gold and silver if we had martial law? Dave, your parting thought before we let you go.
Well, no matter what happens to it, I think it's steel. If it goes down, it's a steel at this price. It won't go down much or stay long. And I think it's going to go up because people panic and they go into gold. You might as well get in now.
I think you're absolutely right. God bless and thanks for calling, Dave. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, Dave calling in was just saying that he thinks that you want to have something that will have intrinsic value. And talking about martial law, well, under any circumstances, if something begins to happen to the stability of our society, and we know that the other side is fearful that certainly there's something's going to happen, that is why they're militarizing our police. Why do you think, certainly, they're giving all these armored personnel carriers to our local police? Why do you think that they're training, certainly, our local police to be SWAT teams and militarizing our police? They know there are going to be very, very serious problems here in the United States, and they want to maintain law and order. They want to maintain their control. I'm hoping, of course, that when certainly whatever happens, and the people come to recognize the fact we have a subversive element who operates out of 58th-68th Street in New York City. That's the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. I've been there several times going to their records. They are a subversive organization, and yet they dominate every aspect of our society. It's time we took America back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why is the Council on Foreign Relations a subversive organization? Because it is dedicated to raising the living standards in other countries and lowering the living standards here and centralizing power in government, suddenly undermining the fabric of our Constitution, bringing suddenly a small group of people into dictatorial power. Here in America, we can call it Marxism, we can call it communism, but what they've done is, of course, to focus our attention on the danger outside of America, whether it be communism or Nazism, now it's terrorism. Whereas the real enemy has never been outside. It has always been here, locally lies within the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, and then the series of occult organizations, certainly the Bohemian Grove, certainly the Skull and Bone Society, the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the upper echelons, the secret levels of Masonry, all working together to bring about a one-world order, a one-world financial system, and destroy Christianity, because that is the key to everything going on today, the destruction of Christianity. And they're doing a pretty good job of that because they've changed both the music and the message of the Christian church in America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, to the people that you talk to, recognize the spiritual implications of so much of what's going on today.
I know we talk about it in our program, how this is truly a spiritual battle, but I'm not sure they really, many of my clients, we've advertised in different places, they might suspect it's evil, but again, but I'm not so sure if they really see it as a spiritual battle, but yet then again, we advertise to many Christian areas to where most of our clients, all of our clients are, I'd probably say 100% of our clients are Christians, so they have an idea that it is. And for some reason, I believe you have to have faith in order to understand what is happening. So if people are at a position to preserve their wealth and to get into gold and silver, they have a an understanding of what's going on, and knowing the bigger picture. We can call it politics, we can call it whatever you want, but it truly is a battle between good and evil. It is spiritual. And that was a hard question. I don't think they talk about it because so many of their family members, their friends, do not see it.
Well, it really takes a long time to really understand that there really is organized evil in the world. It's not simply a theoretical consideration. That is exactly what motivates many of the people, not all of them. A lot of them are simply opportunists. Some of them honestly believe would be better off with a world government. But some of them know exactly what they're doing. And if you have any question, simply go to the Trilateral Commission website and look at their logo, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their logo. Three curved arrows. If you look very closely, you'll see their three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They know what they're doing. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And basically, tomorrow is the 13th of November. And basically, on the 13th and 14th of November, there's going to be certainly a massive exercise. It's going to involve Mexico and Canada, the United States, as to what would happen if the electricity went off. And basically, of course, it's being sponsored by government agencies, and suddenly the public utility is going to participate, some hospitals, but most people have never even heard about it. Most public utilities and hospitals are not going to be involved. Some people say this is going to be a catastrophic event. Other people say probably nothing is going to happen. How could you be going to have a major exercise on the 13th and 14th of November and nobody hears about it? Now, you can go up on the internet and check out what we're saying and you'll find it's true. We don't know what's going to happen. I suspect nothing's going to happen. Then, of course, the following day, that would be Friday or Saturday, suddenly there's going to be a major comet. It's going to be passing fairly close to the United States as it zooms around the sun, comes back again, and certainly in December. And is that going to create some problems? We don't know. Any one of these things could have significance. It could not have significance. We do know that the people who run America know exactly what's coming down the line. They've made preparations for a difficult period that lies ahead, but they're certainly not telling us when this is going to occur, other than the fact that, as Jet Napolitano, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, secretary of the Office of Homeland Security until the end of August of this year, she basically made a speech on the 27th of August talking about the major cyber event that is going to have a severe effect on our lives, our economy, on every aspect of human relationships, and we better move fast. But she won't tell us what it's all about. Or maybe she was just trying to scare us. We don't know, but we do know the other side holds the reins of power, and they're making preparations for something. What it is, well, we'll learn as time goes by. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our plea to you is begin making your preparations for a major cataclysmic event. Hope and pray it doesn't occur, but if it does occur, at least you'll be prepared for it. Because if it were to come to pass, the vast majority of the American people would be wiped out and impoverished. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Melody, the people you're talking to, are any of them concerned about the exercise that's going to be held tomorrow? Are any of them concerned about the comet that's going to be coming close to Earth certainly later this week and again in December? Or are these things simply way over their heads?
No, I think they're concerned about the power testing. They're concerned about that. Not a lot has been mentioned about the other situation.
It's a comet. That's
it's a comet.
Right.
Yeah. But the power testing is something different. And, you know, hopefully it goes on. Nothing happens. We don't know. However, to me, the big question is why would they, what are they testing for? And at this point in time, what are they testing for? Why are they testing for it? And again, looking for the situation to where it will affect it. And so it's to me, I don't believe it's a good thing, and particularly when you have these three countries. You know, perhaps I could even adjust to the U.S. doing certain segments of the country to test the power grid and so forth. But when you combine Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, it's not good. And I talk about signs. You know, we can sit here and think everything is good and fine, and you know, this happens and that happens and this gets adjusted. These are all signs of where we're headed, and these are not good signs. And so, you know, the best folks can do is get prepared, not just financially, but I mean, you know, you have to do your food, your water. And I believe in doing and preparing things sensibly. I don't think people need to, you know, go crazy, but you do need to prepare, and you need to prepare accordingly to your situation. again, it's a suitability. So, you know, make plans. And once you make those plans and once you are prepared, it gives you a sense of, you know, security, of relief, and that you know what to do when something happens. Be prepared, don't be scared, was the old motto that was told to me.
Okay, be prepared, don't be scared. I think that's really pretty good. You know, basically, if you look at what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told over and over again in the last few months, well, we cannot let Iran get the nuclear weapon. We cannot let Iran get the nuclear weapon. Suddenly, Israel is saying they could, Iran could actually have a certainly sufficient, suddenly enriched uranium within a week or 2 weeks to actually build a bomb. They've been saying this for many months. And yet, of course, the whole recurrent theme is we can't let Iran get a nuclear weapon. That would suddenly destabilize the whole situation in the Middle East. If this is last week, we're suddenly told that Saudi Arabia is going to get nuclear weapons. They're going to get them from Pakistan. I said the Saudis helped the Pakistan build the nuclear weapons. Our sources have told us that Saudi Arabia's had nuclear weapons for some time, but at least in the general media, what they're telling the common folks is that now Saudi Arabia's on the verge of getting nuclear weapons. They're going to have them within a week or two. So why is there nobody upset about Saudi Arabia getting nuclear weapons? Why is nobody upset about Pakistan having nuclear weapons and Israel having nuclear weapons and China certainly and certainly Russia all having nuclear weapons? That whole area over there certainly is on the brink of nuclear war, and I believe that Iran already has nuclear weapons. I was told, as you know, many years ago by somebody who should have known that Iran had purchased nuclear weapons on the open market. Iran has been working very, very closely with North Korea, which has nuclear weapons. And basically, if they're working closely with North Korea, why should we expect that certainly North Korea has not already transferred the material and or the nuclear weapons to Iran? And basically, most of what you think you know is simply contrived. Right now, our telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to John, calling from Spokane. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cederstrom, don't be bashful. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Doing good.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I've got more of a comment about this whole thing with the GridX2 and what have you. You know, I've been listening to your program with Bob Fletcher. I'd done research on this Planet X quite a bit before I heard his program on it. And I recently, after listening to him, I went up on the Internet. And one of the things that when they first spotted, I think it was not too long ago, a year and a half ago, something like that, when they spotted Comet Ison, named after the Russian guy who spotted it, that was like a distraction type of thing. There was information about Planet X, and they wanted people's attention off it, so they distracted. If you go up on YouTube and you watch some of the videos by guys who are pretty high-level scientists, what they're saying is this so-called comet is not a comet, and it doesn't have the properties of a comet. It's way too big.
No, and, this is different than Planet X. You're separating the planet from the Planet X?
No. That's okay. The point.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
The point is to get our attention off of Planet X, you see, this incoming body that we can see that has been visible, they've called it Comet Ison. And so I dismissed it because I figured, well, it's a comet, blah, blah, blah. And then recently what I've been seeing is information where when they analyze this comet Ison and its trajectory and all its various things, what it is, it's Planet X. It's not a comet. It is actually Planet X. And the reason why it looks like a comet is because of all the debris, whether it's the space debris or whether it's the moons or whatever, that it's dragging along with it. And the reason why we've been having all this crazy weather with this recent typhoon and everything else is because of the activity that's been occurring in our solar system because of this being in our solar system, the effect it's already had with, I think, a Jupiter and Neptune. I'm not sure. I think it was those two. And then because it's been on the backside of the sun, the reason why we've had such a low incidence of solar flares during a year where we should be having solar, solar maximums is because it's all been going off on the backside because of what's been going on with this planet that's been coming in. It comes in from the south around the backside from our vantage point of the sun. And when it makes its loop around, then it's going to be visible and we're going to see it. But what happens is then there will be a certain point in time where there's going to be a pole shift. It gets kind of complicated from there. People should actually go and research this. But during the pole shift, that's when all hell breaks loose. And it's a 3,600-year cycle, and it's coincidental with even incidents in the Bible.
All right. Well, now, basically, John, when do you anticipate this is going to happen?
Well, from the data that I've got, originally, it was supposed to happen. The time schedule was we would see it. I'm getting static here. December of 2012, and then the pole shift would be in February. But it's actually, because of the Gregorian calendar, we're a year off because of the synchronization between the Gregorian calendar and the timing of this whole thing. And so it's this year. It'll be visible during December and pole shift sometime in February or something. So I just suggest people go up and do their own research on it and then decide accordingly.
All right, fine. Then do you think that that Bob Fletcher is correct or not?
Oh, I definitely think he's correct.
Okay, fine. We're going to have to let you go because we do want to get the people in that want to talk about what Melody, but I appreciate so much your calling. It's fascinating. Yep. I'll have to admit, I haven't made up my mind. I haven't done the research. I appreciate you doing the research, and I appreciate your calling. I do believe there's some major event. Maybe this is what it's all about.
It could be.
Anyway, God bless, and thanks. Please keep us posted. You keep on top of it and let us know, will you?
I will.
Okay, fine. Melody, do you have any knowledge at all about this? Because I certainly, this is not my field of expertise, although I have a great deal of confidence in Bob Fletcher. I've told him. I just am not certain. Certainly, I hope he's wrong, but I'm not saying he is at all. So I think that there are certainly things out there we really don't know about, but something big is in the offing. I'm just not certain what. Have any thoughts on it one way or the other?
No, I agree with you. I haven't come to any decision on that. I've known about it for a long time, and it's just something beyond my control. So I focus on what I can, what I can do, to help folks.
Whatever happens, they certainly want to be in the best shape they can, so that they will be able to survive if we do survive, so they would be able to preserve some of the wealth that they have worked their whole life for. And no matter what happens, whether it's Planet X or whether it's a comet or whatever it is, if there's a major cataclysmic event, why people certainly down through the ages have always had gold and silver, and those who have survived, and those who haven't certainly have been impoverished. And it's happened over and over again with different issues, whether it be wars or revolutions or whatever this is that's coming down the line. People should be prepared for some cataclysmic event. I really do believe that's about to take place. Would you agree with that, Melody?
I do. Something is coming. Things are just so out of control, so huge. If we talk about the markets, I used to think there would be something from left field as far as our financial markets. I think it's just going to collapse from its own weight. I'm sure if there's something that does happen, it will only, help it along, but things are just too big. It's bizarre when you think about the trillions of dollars and what they're doing and how this is all being held together. It's beyond my stretch of imagination. So things just can't continue. It's impossible. And reality wins.
And basically, what they're doing is creating $1 trillion a year out of nothing. They're creating $1 trillion a year. They're lending it out. And basically, of course, they're trying to keep our economy from collapsing. And basically, they keep saying, you know, we're going to keep the interest rates very low to encourage investment. We're going to keep creating all of this money so there'll be money. Suddenly, we have to have money to pay people on food stamps. We have to have money to pay people on Social Security because we're not getting enough money in on Social Security to cover all the new people who are now retiring. The same thing is true with Medicare. So they've got to create at least $1 trillion a year to try to pay the debts. Because if they stop paying it, they'd have to stop sending out money for food stamps. They'd have to stop sending out the Social Security checks or cut the Social Security checks. They don't want to do that. So they simply creating $1 trillion a year. They've done it for the last couple of years. How much longer they keep doing it, we don't know. But we do know that we're on the road, I believe, to a financial Armageddon of one sort or another. One more time, Melody, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and talk to you and perhaps begin making preparations for what I believe are the cataclysmic events that lie ahead. How can they get hold of you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website, dgscoins.com. That's DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Our guest, Melody Cedarstrom, and Melody does help Radio Liberty, and she is instrumental in helping us keep our network of stations on all across America, indeed, through the miracle of Internet and satellite, shortwave, all across the world. So we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. But we've been, Sydney, feel very, very comfortable having Melody as an advertiser because we've never had any serious complaints at all about her. And she seems to have taken very, very good care of our listeners. And, well, that's what we want for our listeners.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind all of our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. It's supported by people who believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, that there are powerful demonic and Luciferian forces out there, not imaginary. They're real. They have meetings. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you doubt that the Trilateral Commission is a Luciferian organization, go to their website, trilateral.org. And suddenly look at their logo, and if you look very closely, you'll see it's made up of three curved arrows, and if you look closely, you'll see the three sixes there, bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Well, basically, what can you do to help Radio Liberty? You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs in the month. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Some people certainly just say, well, we really don't need anything. We can read your material on your website, and certainly we listen to your programs. So whatever you'd like to do, this is your decision. Buy the various products that we offer, and we make a profit on the four CD sets, four tape sets, DVDs, videos, books we offer. And we have all sorts of books. And if you'd like one of our catalogs, you can get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or you can go to our website and see a list of all the various items that we carry. But under any circumstances, getting those items helps us. And then, of course, we carry a line of health products. And you say, why health products? Well, because basically you need things to keep your health. And basically, they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, and few people care. And they're poisoning the forests and poisoning the trees. They're even putting out insecticides that poison the bees. And basically, you need to understand what they're doing to water. Basically, of course, we have a great talk. It's a DVD. It's called Fluoride, the Hidden Agenda. And then we have a syllabus that goes along with that. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand how they're suddenly poisoning the population, and they've targeted specifically the black population. And nobody's telling the American people about that. But you'll get the information by suddenly getting my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda, and getting the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you need to hear my talk, I believe, on population control, the secret agenda. And they really have already killed directly or certainly indirectly over several billion people. Let me repeat that. They've already killed or prevented the birth of several billion people. They've actually killed by abortion 400 million in China, 400 million in India, which is supervising this genocidal program throughout the world. And then, basically, they're poisoning the food. You realize it's genetically modified food. What's wrong with genetically modified food? Well, it produces cancer and decreases fertility. And basically, even the cell phones, which they're getting you to carry, the men carry on their belts, why, of course, that lowers the sperm count. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact you're not hearing about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let me suggest my talk, Agenda 21, the covert agenda. This is population control, this is the secret agenda. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills are looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Potty. Hi, Lowell, how are we doing?
Dr. Stan, how wonderful to be with you again. God bless you.
Well, you go right ahead, and why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about your concerns.
Oh, well, where does one start with a thing like that at my age? I was for 15 years roving science and health editor at Reader's Digest. I've been an international journalist. I've covered stories in 33 countries around the world. I am just your basic everyday scribbler. Nowadays, with my friend Craig Smith, we're doing a series of 12 books, the fourth of which has just come out, called The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressives' 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. That's right, it tells you a lot of frightening things, but ultimately it's an optimistic book because it shows that the progressives who took over the country in 1913, exactly 100 years ago, are now starting to lose their grip. And believe it or not, this book was written before the caving in of Obamacare that we now see around us. This was written in anticipation of the madness that we now observe. I couldn't help but hear a bit of your previous hour, and it's fascinating to me because, as you know, I'm also a columnist at Newsmax. And a column just a few weeks ago that I did was in praise of President Obama for those wonderful achievements of his that haven't been widely recognized. For example, for how many years were we told to envy the European welfare state nation of France because they had only a 35-hour work week? And yet now, thanks to what President Obama and Obamacare have done to our economy, the average American now works only about 29 and a half hours a week, on the way to zero. It's amazing. Or look at our homes now. It used to be, Dr. Stan, that when young people got deep into their adolescence, they would look around, and as soon as they could, they would go out, they would buy their own car, they would buy their own home, they would find someone to love, they would settle down and begin having children. But now, thanks to Obamacare and thanks to what the Obama administration and the progressives have done to our economy, we have 21.6 million millennials, that is, people up to age 34, who are still living at home with mom and dad. Dr. Stan, he has kept our families together. But do we praise him for this? Look at what he's been able to do to fight testosterone poisoning and excessive masculinity in America. By creating the kind of welfare state we have today, he has literally achieved what the bureaucrats summarize in the acronym GARS, G-A-R-S, which to them stands for government assuming the role of spouse. Nowadays, men are not even needed anymore in millions of households, except this, of course, is an occasional sperm donor. But now it's government that is the breadwinner. It is government that brings home the bacon. It is Uncle Sam who is there bedded down with the single mother.
And when you have 49 or 48 million people on food stamps today with the government providing money for them, what will happen when the government runs out of money and there simply is not enough money to provide for food stamps? They'll be rioting in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. These people demanding, you know, this is not charity, not welfare, entitlement. We've changed the name. People honestly think they're entitled to be taken care of by the government. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must also be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And that's just what the Obama administration wants.
While the storm clouds gather,
rolled
and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Lowell, is simply pointing that almost 30% of certainly the men are certainly not looking for a job. They're certainly sitting at home, living off the welfare check their wife is getting. We have created a situation where we have more and more people dependent upon government, and this is the road to ruin. Basically, you need a place to have a productive society. People have to work, and it was certainly as long as they can get something, they're told they're entitled to, and we call all of these wonderful programs entitlements. Why do we do that? Because they're playing games with our mind, ladies and gentlemen. And when people think that they're entitled to food stamps, they're entitled to housing allotments, they're entitled to food, welfare payments, well, of course, they're going to take them. They get free medical care, they get health and education, and everything is provided for them by the state. And so why bother to work here and where I live in Santa Cruz? Why suddenly there are about 3,000 people that are homeless? And basically we put out over $120 million a year for those 3,000 people. That's over $40,000 a year for every one of those people. And a lot of them don't want to work. Why should they work when they're entitled to it and they can live and they can live very comfortably? And they can even get a little job on the side, make additional funds, and live off the taxation from the rest of us. But go right ahead, Lowell, because the point you're making is, of course, that this is the road to ruin. This is the destruction, certainly, of our society and the greatness that once made America different than other nations. But we're on the road to bankruptcy. Go right ahead.
Well, bankruptcy and much else. For example, once you persuade people And one of the tactics that progressives on the left have used for 100 years and more is the same one that the Romans used to rule their empire thousands of years ago. It's a tactic called divide and conquer. So you're here with your small military force, but you're surrounded with a much larger population. How can you possibly rule them? Well, you persuade them that they are members of smaller groups themselves, and that those smaller groups are really the enemies of other groups. And so every day you see Barack Obama get up and give a speech saying that the society is really divided between the evil rich and the poor, all the rest of us, that it's divided between whites and blacks, men and women, and so on. This is divide and conquer tactic. This is how you rule people and manipulate them, by telling them, don't think of yourself as a God-created unique individual. Think of yourself, rather, as a member of certain groups. And so here comes Jane. You say, Jane, don't think of yourself as a unique individual. Think of yourself as a black woman. Think of yourself as a lesbian. Think of yourself as a radical activist. Think of yourself as a poor person exploited by rich people. And this is a way of putting people into shoeboxes. You see, the essence of progressive thought or left thought is collectivism. You don't want people to think of themselves as individuals at all. You want them to think of themselves as members of groups, preferably victim groups, that make them resentful against other people. And what they've done, for example, economically in this country, is they say, you are entitled to money because what you earn has been taken by those evil rich people up on the hill. And we, the government, are going to step in and confiscate their money and give it to you. Of course, what they don't tell you is that in America today, the government, their excuse for having government social workers, crats, $100,000 a year or more government executives appointed politically, all to administer all these poverty programs. And so poverty becomes an industry unto itself. Most of the money of which goes not to the poor, but to all those intermediaries who then become well-to-do government employees with very handsome pensions and so on. And this is the kind of game that's being played out at many levels, including Obamacare, as we'll get into tonight. But you have to be dehypnotized from that game. You have to say, wait, why am I thinking of myself just as a member of groups? Why aren't I thinking of myself as an individual created by God who's capable of achieving amazing and wondrous things? But you see, if you begin to think like that, then you will not easily fall prey to their collectivist view of the world. You will not easily be turned into a pawn that they can use. Or as we tend to call it in our new book, The Great Withdrawal, we now live in a crisisocracy in which almost all government is operated by concocting a crisis. You know, in the western plains of the United States, the early pioneers arriving there discovered that the Indians had perfected a means of hunting the buffalo. They did not have to get up on horses and risk their lives being run down by, you know, 2,000 pounds of angry chuck roast, as Tom Lear the comic once put it. No, all they needed to do was find where there was a herd of buffalo and nearby was a cliff. And then they would get the buffalo running around. They learned how to panic them and stampede them. They would get them in a cloud of dust, and then they would just guide the buffalo over the cliff. They would have a few Indians dress up as buffalo and run in the direction of the cliff and then step aside at the last moment. And so in 15 minutes, a tribe could do an entire year's worth of hunting for meat as the buffalo charged over the cliff to their death. It wasn't terribly wonderful environmentally. It killed old and young. It killed the strong and the weak among the buffalo, which predators like wolves would not have done. But it was very effective. In fact, so effective that that's how we govern today. The politicians are constantly telling us we're moments away from a devastating crisis, and therefore we have to do something. For example, last January, they told the American people, if we don't suddenly, you know, we're going over a debt cliff. Ironically, that was their metaphor. But that's exactly what they were doing, was driving America over a debt cliff. They persuaded Republicans to sign on to a deal that provided $41 in increased taxes for every $1 in government cuts, so that the government could keep on growing. Now, you can see this close up, as we do in our day-to-day politics, or you could step back and view it in longer perspective, as we've done before, Dr. Stan. For example, there was a few centuries ago a Scottish historian named Alexander Tytler. Tytler realized that history tends to move in cycles. And the way the large cycle moves, he concluded, he wrote this at about the time of the American Revolution, it begins with a people in bondage, wrote Tytler. From that bondage, they turn to spiritual faith. The spiritual faith inspires them to courage. The courage moves them to take actions that win their liberty. So they are no longer a people in bondage. As the cycle continues, he wrote, liberty and faith and courage guide this people to achieve material abundance. What then has happened over and over throughout human history, wrote Tytler, is that abundance leads to selfishness, to feeling entitled to take more than they make. You will remember that the great French political scientist or politician as well, Friedrich Bastiat, wrote that government has become the great illusion by which everyone tries to live at the expense of everyone else. That's what the entitlement state really is. It isn't just the poor and the welfare recipient. It's Wall Street, for example. The great casino of Wall Street now runs and is at record highs based on the government and the Federal Reserve printing out of thin air more than $1 trillion every year, unbacked by any productivity, unbacked by any real work. And so the stock market keeps going up and up, and yet the economy is not really improving much. There's nothing in the economy to justify it continuing to go up and up. It's being levitated by magicians. And we'll be talking about that, too, as the show goes on. But the point is, Tytler noted that abundance then leads to selfishness, to people feeling entitled to more than they make, to taking their freedom and success for granted. And what happens when they do that? They've reached a high point in the historic cycle of that people, but then they begin down. As the downward cycle continues, selfishness begets complacency and apathy, as people forget the values, the work ethic, the spiritual faith that led them to abundance and liberty. Again and again, civilizations have tried to sustain their lifestyle and material wealth by going deep into debt in one way or another. In fact, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said there are two ways to conquer a nation. One is by the sword, the other is by debt. Guess how deeply in debt we are, owing, for example, communist China alone $1.3 trillion. This dependence, wrote Tytler, soon returns the people to bondage, where centuries or millennia may pass before a new leader or generation finds the spiritual faith to begin the upward cycle anew. So we have reached a peak, and we are now starting on the way down. This is ancient Rome. It is 400 AD. The barbarians are already coming through the gate, and yet there still is hope if we can turn around.
And I think that is a wonderful analogy, the similarity to exactly what's going on in America today. It's rather striking. Our guest is Lowell Ponte, and we're simply talking about the conflict that we're facing today. And ladies and gentlemen, we either take America back, and I really believe we're going to have a spiritual revival for people to be willing to give up the gravy train. But if we do not turn our back on the gravy train, if we don't turn back to God, then the freedom we've known and enjoyed in America will soon become simply a remembrance of things past.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food.
And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lola is certainly talking about certainly how Woodrow Wilson coming to power, elected in 1912, 1913, suddenly takes over, creates the Federal Reserve System, which was to give us not suddenly the currency we'd had in the past, but now an elastic currency that could be progressively expanded to bring about prosperity. But of course, in the process, it was going to progressively destroy the value of our currency. Lowell goes ahead to talk about certainly the whole idea of the Communist Manifesto, their 10 points laid out by Karl Marx as a means of destroying capitalism. And as he says, that both he and Chris Smith in their new book point out that we've accepted 9 of those 10 basic concepts, all of them, of course, aimed at expanding the power of the government over the lives of the people. And, of course, this is all sold to the people. Oh, we've got to take away from the very wealthy to give to the poor. And look at all those people with all that money out there. And basically, we just took that money, why we could give it to the poor. Look at all the good we could do. What nobody really wants to mention is that some of the people who are pushing hardest to bring about the centralization of power in government are people of great wealth. Why are they doing that? Because that's how they're going to control the common people, the poor people. The average individual doesn't understand this is all a lie. Basically, centralization of power with government eventually leads to the loss of freedom and the enslavement of the masses and the loss of the dream that once was America. Lowell, go right ahead.
Oh, by the way, one way to understand this is the breathtaking expression from the great comic writer P.J. O'Rourke, writes for National Rolling Stone and things like that. P.J. O'Rourke once said, liberalism is just communism sold by the drink. And when you study the background of the progressive movement, you understand just how true that was. It came out of Europe, and it came at a time when values were changing drastically, when Christianity was beginning to disintegrate in Europe, when Charles Darwin was teaching people that we're really all just animals. There is no God. There is no no divine creation for human beings. There is no unique individualism. The belief that progressives adopted was, okay, there's no God. We're just humanists here. And therefore, our attitude is we're collectivists. We know that with enough science and enough government, we can create a man-made heaven on earth. We don't need God to create heaven anymore. We'll make it here ourselves as utopians. And that's what they have been trying to do for the last 100 years. They have done that. Well, if you want a living example of it, look at Michael Bloomberg, the outgoing mayor of New York. Here was a man who believed the government should be used to order people what they're allowed to eat, what they're allowed to drink, what they're allowed to say, what they're allowed to think. This is classic progressivism. Because, you see, the progressives believe that they're smarter than you and me, that they are therefore morally entitled to tell us what we have to do, to use the power of the government. You know, it's always fascinated me. There are these quirks in progressivism. If you ask them, what about the religious right in America? They'll say, oh, those religious people are awful. They're always trying to impose their morality on everybody else. My friends, what do progressives think it is when they decide that they will tax away everything earned by Dr. Stan Monteith so that they can transfer that wealth to other people? You know, when John F. Kennedy, we're talking about John F. Kennedy a lot this season, on the anniversary of his assassination. When John F. Kennedy was president, more than 50 cents out of every tax dollar went to national defense. Today, more than two-thirds of every tax dollar simply go to transfer payments, which means one or another government program that simply takes the money out of your pocket by taxes, regulation, or other means, so that the politicians may transfer the fruits of your labor to people they deem more worthy of having the fruits of your labor than you are. The government is now just a big wealth transfer machine. And that transfer is used to buy votes, to do social engineering, to build up some people and tear down others. And that is what they are now in the process of doing with our country at large. In Europe, progressivism metastasized into Nazism, communism, welfare statism, Fabianism, and so on. Here, it's created something almost as frightening, as we'll explain right after this.
And I think it's important people understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a society where everything we do is watched and monitored. And basically, we're in a situation where everybody has a number, where basically they have their cameras out on certainly all across the city so they can watch you. They've installed information in those many of the cameras. If you have a cell phone, they'll be able to track exactly where you are going, what you do, who you talk to. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. you can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan and our guest Lowell Ponte. We're talking about Sydney. Which czar was that? The science czar? Which one?
This was the science, the first science czar.
What is
Barack Obama named John Holdren.
Tell our listeners exactly who this man was, appointed by Obama, and what he had done, which was so amazing.
Well, he was a major scientist and scholar, but he was a scientist who, along with Paul Ehrlich, author of the failed prophecy book, the Population Bomb, who said we'd all be now starving to death. You notice government always, through scientists, creates these horrific doomsday scenarios. You know, we're going to have so many people that everyone in the world will be starving by now. Or we're going to have global warming. Or we're going to have global cooling. Whatever it is, though, the solution to every problem they bring up is always the same. And that is, we must make government bigger. We must make free enterprise and private individuals smaller. We must basically eliminate capitalism and replace it with socialism. It's interesting because I myself wrote a book called The Cooling. As a think tank futurist, I was involved in a lot of this kind of research. And what fascinates me is that you can look at someone like any of these global warming advocates, or as they now call it, climate change advocates, and say to them, you know, if there is global warming, we know how to cool the planet very quickly and easily and safely. That is, all you really have to do is take aircraft up into the stratosphere and dose the stratosphere with very finely powdered sulfur. That sulfur will then create a kind of shield that blocks sunlight and that changes the reflectivity of high-altitude clouds, and that will cool the planet. And the best news, the sulfur that you drop into the stratosphere today will all have filtered out of the stratosphere in less than 2 years. In other words, you're not risking any permanent terrible change in the world. So we already have a kind of inexpensive, easy thermostat. If the world were warming, we know how to cool it. But when you say something like that to Al Gore, it's like he's a vampire and someone has held up a crucifix in front of him. He will just go crazy, because the entire objective of these progressive scientists is, how can we use a crisis to herd people off a cliff? How can we use a crisis to expand the government and shrink the private sector? And if you tell them that the problem they're invoking to make that happen can simply be fixed without having to make the government bigger or taxes heavier, that isn't what they want to hear. They brought the problem up in the first place. They often made it up, in the case of global warming, as a way simply of making government bigger. And if you say we don't need to make government bigger, they will not be happy and they will not accept any other solution you have. The only solution they will accept is, how can we increase government spending by a few trillion dollars more a year? How can we increase taxes? How can we increase regulation? The other thing you might imagine from Michael Bloomberg as a progressive, or from Woodrow Wilson and his eugenics, is to understand, by the way, when I mentioned Woodrow Wilson and now the science czar under Barack Obama, John Holdren, think of the implications that every bite of food you eat, every mouthful of water you swallow, makes you less able to have a child.
No, basically, he actually wrote that. He actually advocated that, didn't he?
He said that it may well become necessary to do that. In other words, he was going along with his co-author Paul Ehrlich's population bomb hypothesis. But the point is, he saw nothing wrong with it. Because Ehrlich had said, well, government will redistribute the antidote so people can have children by a lottery. But you know and I know what that really means. What would government really do? Government would wind up with another progressive like Adolf Hitler, a national socialist, in charge, and he would look out and say, you know, I have this antidote, but no Jews need apply for this antidote because we've decided we're going to weed you out of the gene pool. In the Obama administration that has unleashed the power of the Internal Revenue Service on Tea Party members to attack them, do we not think that if a Tea Party member or a critic of Obama came to the government and said, I'd like some antidote so I can have babies, please, I guarantee you that they will make a political decision, just as they're now doing with the death panels that will exist under Obamacare. If you need a kidney transplant and you're 87, if you are a Democrat voter and donor, you will get that kidney transplant. If you are an opponent of Obama, you will never be considered for that transplant.
Well, you know, Lowell, as I agree with everything you're saying, but what most people really don't understand is they're already doing this. Basically, aspartame, which is in some 14,000 products that circulate in the United States today. Aspartame certainly is an artificial sweetener. You'll find it in Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. Aspartame basically lowers fertility and increases the incidence of cancer along with MSG. They know what they're doing. They're simply suppressing the information of the American people. Every tin can in America and almost all the plastics that we use to wrap our food in it contains something called bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. Certainly for at least 30 years, they've known this tends to lower fertility and to increase the incidence of cancer. Has used so many of the food and color and odor modifications that they are available today. Certainly you get into the background of genetically modified food, they will do exactly the same thing. This is why they're not allowed in Europe and why, of course, every effort is made to keep any legislation here from demanding that the American people be allowed to know when we're eating genetically modified food. Why? Because they lower fertility and they actually increase the incidence of cancer. If you have a cell phone and you carry it on your belt, why, it'll lower your sperm count, and we could go down the list of all the things they're doing today. And the fact that most people have never heard of these things is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And, Lowell, I am very impressed with your material. I think it's so vitally important. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get the books that you and Chris Smith have written.
Well, Craig Smith and I are putting out these 12 books try to arm people with information. The good news in that is that Craig basically is a self-made, very successful businessman. He started with $50 30 years ago. He has created his own fortune roughly comparable to that of Mitt Romney. And as a result, we don't need to sell these books. I mean, we just want to give them to people because, as Craig says, he looked around one day. He was on the verge of retiring. And then he said, the country's going to hell in a handbasket for my children and grandchildren. We have to do something about this. And so our books are dedicated to arming people, giving them a survival guide, showing them all the different ways they've been tricked, duped, and manipulated. And we're just happy to give these away. We'd be happy tonight to give 1,000 of these books, for example, postpaid to your listeners. All they need to do is just call a toll-free number. In other words, this 250-page book that nominally sells for $20 in the bookstore or Amazon, we'll just give it to you. It will literally not cost you a penny. Great Christmas gift. I do have to warn you, though, you read it, you'll never think of politics or economics in quite the same way again. Once you begin to see through all the tricks and illusions they've used with us. To get the book, just call a toll-free number. Won't cost you a thing. 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. Whereas I like to say, to help people remember, it's a little like Columbus, but it isn't quite 1492. It's 1-800-630-1494. And just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll find out whether you'd want an electronic book for your Kindle or you want a paper book. And this way, we can let you know when the next 8 books in this series come out. This is our 4th in the series of 12.
Well, I think that's exciting, and I think that's really wonderful that you're doing this, and I congratulate you. I think it's so vitally important because...
Yeah, a lot of people out there have seen Craig. He typically appears about once a week with Neil Cavuto on Fox. He appears on a lot of other prominent shows, and he is a wonderful, you know, God-fearing person. He's actually one of the nicest people I've ever worked with in a career of 68 years. So he's an amazing person to be associated with, and I feel very honored by it. And it allows us to show people just how this manipulation has gone. Now, for example, my wife and I, and we'll give this number again before the end of the show if people want to get pencil and paper. But my wife and I, once upon a time when we were young, we lived by a railroad crossing. And the significance of that was at 2 every morning, the train would come. And the you know, gates would close and bells would ring and lights would flash and the train would blow its horn loudly so that nobody got hit if they had a car and were tempted to go out onto the train tracks. However, I remember thinking even then, you know, they're waking up an entire area of people here at 2 in the morning. They're disrupting people's sleep that they need. They're disrupting people at an hour of the day, which I knew as a science writer, when your body is putting out growth hormone to rebuild itself from whatever damage you've done to your body during the day. And that was all being disrupted by this train. And so I thought, they know that they haven't killed very many drivers at this crossing. What they don't know is how many people have died prematurely from heart attacks, from cancer, from strokes, from other conditions caused by stress. They'll never be able to count that, and yet that train and that safety measure were actually killing people, probably more people than it ever saved. And I look at Obamacare today. We now have, what, 5 million people who have already lost their health insurance. We have undeniably massive stress being caused on people who have depended on the insurance they used to have or who are just barely keeping their heads above water in the economy and can't really afford to have the cost of their health insurance go up by 41%, which is what the Manhattan Institute calculates will be the national average if Obamacare continues. So here we have, in Obamacare, something that, as I've written at Newsmax, if this were a chemical being unleashed in the environment, the Obama bureaucrats would be rushing in to prohibit it. I mean, if you said, here's a chemical that causes heart attacks, cancer, strokes, and so on, and people are dumping it in the environment, they'd say, you can't do that. But Obamacare is doing that. By all the stress that it's causing the human body to release cortisol, adrenaline, a lot of other stress chemicals that actually do damage when people are subjected to them constantly.
And of course, that's a very valid point, but of course, another thing it's doing is a lot of people are certainly having their hours cut back to less than 30 hours a week, because of course, that's the only way that the employer can certainly avoid having to provide this insurance, which he cannot afford. Many people would go out of business if they had to give all of their employees these expensive health care, so they're cutting them back to less than 30 hours a week, or they're cutting back the number of employees to less than 50, or they're suddenly dividing their company into three or four parts, each one with less than 50 employees. But what we're really seeing is a massive cutback in employment in America.
Oh, well, there are. This is why I was saying Obama has made us better than France with its 35-hour work week. He's given us a 25.5-hour work week or 29.5-hour work week on the way to zero for millions of Americans, like those men who don't even bother to go out and look for jobs anymore. We have 23 million Americans who are chronically unemployed or underemployed now. We have more people on welfare than we have with full-time jobs. And we have half the households in America where someone there is getting a government check. I mean, we're creating this monstrous situation. But the point being, Obama is devastating, just through Obamacare, our society in at least three ways. It's causing this direct health effect from stress. We'll never be able to prove it, but there are people having heart attacks right now. You know, every day in America, about 1,500 people die of heart attacks and about 1,500 people die of cancer. And this is making both those situations worse in the short run and in the long run. There will be people dying of cancer years from now because of what Obamacare has planted the toxic seeds of right now in their bodies. Number two, it's devastating the economy, as you said, because it's transferring capital that would have hired people, that would have, you know, made the economy better. It's picked people's pockets and transferred that wealth to government and a few crony insurance companies. So this is going to be a much worse Christmas. Obamacare may well be the Grinch that stole this Christmas and Christmases yet to come, because it's taken so much money out of the economy, because it's done so much to make businesses afraid to hire people. I mean, look at the uncertainty of all of this. Uncertainty is a major cause of stress and fear and so on. And that's what Obamacare is doing. So it's devastated the economy, and then it has also poisoned what traditionally is called the body politic. You know, it used to be that if you had a president like Ronald Reagan, you could say to yourself, even if I'm a liberal and I disagree with him, I have no doubt about the man's integrity. You know, he's going to tell the truth. He's honest about what he believes. He's willing to make honorable deals and compromises when he can and so on. So people respected the president, and in a country like ours, people need to be able to respect the president. But we now have a president who, as Lisa Myers of NBC News found the documents to prove, he knew 3 years ago that people wouldn't be allowed to keep their insurance. And yet, he kept going out day after day giving speeches saying, you'll be able to keep your doctor and insurance, period. Now, you know, I look at Lance Armstrong. Remember the bicyclist who used to win the Tour de France every year? And then when it was found that he had been cheating, all those awards were stripped away from him that he won by because he won by cheating. What do we do with a president who got this law passed and got himself reelected by lying, by, in effect, cheating politically? Isn't it reasonable to say that his awards and honors should be stripped away, too? Instead, media is telling us that this is the great accomplishment of his administration. It's an accomplishment he achieved by cheating. And therefore, you can't really speak of it as an honorable accomplishment. The other thing is, I don't mean to sound partisan, this is just objective reality. When this was being debated in Congress, the Democrats who were in charge literally locked the Republicans out of the room where this bill was being put together. And not a single Republican ever voted for it. So this is Democrat bill, and I think the Democrats should pay the bill for the huge overruns and damage done by Obamacare. Why should taxpayers pay that? It's the Democrats' bill alone.
Well, we've got real problems because this is going to destroy the once noble profession of medicine. Of course, it's been on the downhill for a long time. When I went into medicine back in 1960, it was a great and noble profession. It is no longer a great and noble profession because there's nothing that the government gets into that eventually it doesn't destroy. And it's pretty well already destroyed the practice of medicine. It's only going to get worse.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we do hope, of course, you've enjoyed the program we had. I certainly enjoyed it. I'm very, very impressed that the fact that they're actually putting a book out, and they'll send it to you for nothing, and if you didn't get the number, why, you can always get in touch with us. We'll get you the number. You need to get the book. You need to read it. And you need to help us get the information out. Now, if I could also say that what's going on is suddenly there are evil and wicked people there, but what really suddenly energizes them? Organized evil. Until you understand that, it's so hard for people to understand because it doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want to destroy America or humanity or kill off large segments of our population? Why? Because they are evil. And basically, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You can get the book. You can get the DVD. You can get the CD, you can get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. We have to charge for it because we need to be able to pay for the radio stations, probably the radio stations you're listening to this program on tonight. We have to pay for the radio stations. We have to pay for the shortwave program in the afternoon. Suddenly our programs are available on iPod, iPhone. Suddenly you can get them certainly on by internet. But all of this is an expensive proposition, and so we do hope if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and you'd be amazed at how people all across the world are listening to our program and hearing, I guess, like the guest we had this evening, Lowell Apati, putting out the information that will help you better to understand what's going on today. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suddenly suggest the four CD set and or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. I think it's a very real problem here, and certainly we're going to have to wait and see what happens. What's going to happen tomorrow and the next day? Is this something they're just using to scare us to death? Is this a very real threat? My gut feeling, it is a very real threat. But we'll know as time goes by, and certainly if this ever does come about, I believe, of course, it's going to be part of God's judgment on America, because God has created this country, and you read the history of this nation, you see the part that God played in creating it. But America has turned against God, and when a nation turns against God, God does bring judgment on that nation. So basically, of course, the DVD or the CD, 4-CD set, on the threat of an EMP attack, and the book, A Nation Forsaken, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to see my interview with Norman Dodd, certainly Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, you can get that certainly excerpt for the interview, certainly in a DVD called The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception. Do not mix that up with The Deadly Deception. That's a talk I gave in 2002. But my interview with Norman Dodd, The Dangerous Deception. And then, of course, we have my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. That is in the DVD, The World Revolution. If you'd like to see my interview four-star Marine General Lew Walt, it's a Marine General Speaks. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll go there, that you'll listen to watch the DVDs. They're free. You'll listen to the radio programs there on the internet. They're free, and encourage others to listen. And then you'll read our newsletters. If you haven't read my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones or my treatise on the population control agenda, one of the better things there. We have a section specifically on logos put up by Barrett Schultz. Yes, they have their logos. And please then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful.